like whatever. Like just be like, like so. Peace and blessings, y'all. Okay.
Okay.
Peace and blessings, y'all, and what's going on? Welcome to our brand new show. It's called Keeping It Real. And that is exactly what we plan to do. We plan to keep it real, tell you the truth, the honest truth, and nothing but the truth. So, we have an excellent news item for you guys today on this very first introductory episode. So, I mean, I'm sure you guys have all heard about this U.S. Navy thing where they were trying to steal the Islamic Republic of Iran's oil by trying to take over this tanker. And I mean, if you haven't heard about it, then you must be living in some kind of a cave. Because, I mean, it's all over the news. It was crazy. It was everywhere.
How embarrassing.
How embarrassing. How embarrassing.
Now, so this all went down on the 25th of October, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you how it went. to be honest, it went pretty good. So apparently this United States of America Navy vessel, it tried to confiscate and steal and basically hijack this oil tanker, which had Iranian oil on it. So that is pretty downright rotten. I mean, don't you guys have anything better to do with your lives than go steal other people's oil, you know? So they tried to hijack this oil tanker, they tried to steal the oil, right? And this is where it gets good. The action only begins now. All of a sudden in this video, right, you see these IRGC naval forces, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, right? They come in on these helicopters and these speedboats, you know? I mean, it was so awesome. You gotta see the video, right? It was like Call of Duty or something, right? All of a sudden you see these IRGC elite forces, they kind of drop down from the helicopter and they do one of these things, you know. Yeah, all right, okay, yeah. They do one of these things, man, it was so cool. They go and then they take control of the oil tanker. After they take control of the oil tanker, they take the oil tanker back to Iranian territorial waters. For real? I mean, hold on. I mean, did anybody else just listen to what just happened? So now what's even crazier is you have these other reports, right, that say that the United States American Navy, right? Anyways, these guys, I'm not gonna comment, but these guys, they tried to retake the oil tanker that the IRGC boys took over, but apparently they failed and they couldn't do anything about that either. Strange. I mean, what is going on with the world?
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
I mean, you know, I'm sorry to say it like this, and you know, it really makes me sad and makes everybody sad, you know, but what the heck just happened here, you know? We just saw this small elite force from the Islamic Republic of Iran go and pretty much own the largest and perhaps strongest military in the world. I mean, the US Navy just got owned, you know? They got owned. We were talking to one of the brothers and they said that, I mean, we could just hear what these United, I mean, no, seriously, again, just, you know, I mean, we can just imagine what these soldiers, these Navy men inside the United States Navy vessel, they must have been saying, you know? Mayday, mayday! We want to get out of here, but there's nowhere to go because there's water all around us. Do you copy? The IRGC boys are here. No, all due respect to servicemen all over the world. They try to protect whatever it is that they try to protect. That's the cut. So, you know, I mean, if this wasn't bad enough, right? I mean, it's like, you know, you're the largest, strongest, superpower military in the world. These little small speedboats from these elite IRGC guys, they come, you know, and then on these helicopters, they come down and they take over, you know, and you get schooled. What was even worse than that is that the Islamic Republic decides to get it all on videotape. How embarrassing. Not only did these poor guys get schooled, but then it was all on tape. And then they released it. For real?
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
Now, just to kind of make sure that everybody knows, they did release the video and you really have to watch it. It's very cool. Like I said, it's this Call of Duty soldiers, you know, copy Roger. But what's really crazy is after all this, the United States government decides to refute the claims of the Islamic Republic. They said, no, this is all a hoax and they're just making stuff up, you know. For real? What? Brother, please, listen, just admit it. It's okay, you got schooled, you know, by these elite IRGC, a handful of guys, you know. It's okay, it's not a big deal, right? It's not like it was Tora Bora, right, guys? It wasn't Tora Bora. I mean, these are the IRGC brothers you're dealing with. So it's okay if you lose to them. It's not a big deal. And you know what? Kind of as a semi-final note, I mean, it's okay. The elite IRGC forces are much better at this game than the United States Navy was. But, I mean, it's okay. It's not a big deal. It happens.
Finish him!
Oh, and you know what, guys? That's probably why you sanctioned them. But anyways, a topic for another episode. But finally, on a serious note, I mean, all jokes aside, you know, we saw this embarrassment of the American Navy and the military-industrial complex and all these guys, right? It was humiliating, it was sad for them, unfortunately. On this side, I mean, these guys were pretty proud of what they accomplished, right? But how long does the United States of America really plan to continue these actions of theirs?
Anything's possible in this country.
You know, again, we're trying to keep it serious here now. All jokes aside, how long does the United States of America expect to continue to oppress the people of the world and have nobody say anything about it? You really think that you're gonna go around across the world beating up the nations, putting your knees on the necks of the nations of the world, and nobody's gonna stand up to you, nobody's gonna say anything, nobody's gonna create a ruckus or a hubbub? I mean, come on, you guys need to wake up. And then you wonder, why is it that there are people in the world who say death to America? It's your policies. It's what you do across the world. It's the oppression that you're causing. It's the injustice that is going on. Well, anyways, with all that is said and done, we conclude with, there is a new power in the region, and it ain't America. Hey, we're just keeping it real. Well, peace and blessings. Is that right? Yeah? Did this another insert? Good. Cut. Okay, we are right? We doing good still? Okay. No, I'm okay. I think we said, hands down or what? All right, we're still relaxed. We're still taking it easy. Okay.